everyone, it's Cal. Welcome back to my podcast. Well, sorry it's been a couple weeks since I've made a podcast. I've had so much school stuff going on, but I'm back again and I'm going to be talking about music and all that random stuff. I also have a lot of shout outs and questions to answer, so if you've asked me a question or something like that, make sure to listen to the end of the episode so I can answer those for you. Before we start, make sure to go check out my YouTube channel, Cal's Corner. Right now, I'm trying to grow it as much as possible, and if you haven't checked it out already, I think I'm doing pretty good, and I just hit 200 subscribers, so that's awesome. Soon, for that, I will be doing a live Q&A with all my friends here, so it'll be interesting, that's for sure. It might be chaotic, or there will be absolutely no one there, and it'll just be us talking to no one, so, you know, you should come and join. I'll tell you guys whenever the date is set. It'll probably be in a few weeks, but you know, it's gonna happen eventually. So yeah. I've had my friend Grace telling me I should talk about music for a while. I was like, that is an epic idea, especially since my music taste has changed so much. I also have some interesting things to talk about relating to music, not necessarily to like the music I listen to right now. But we're gonna start with that. So, yeah. Basically, I've been using Spotify more recently to listen to Lovejoy and Wilbur and all of that. So, I really, really love Lovejoy. I got merchandise from Lovejoy. I got one of their t-shirts. They're all sold out now, obviously. But I got one and I've worn it so many times. It's amazing. I'm just a little bit obsessed. And I also like have the tag for the Lovejoy shirt that has the logo on my bag. So I'm just waiting for the time whenever someone's going to come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I love Lovejoy. And I'm going to get to like fangirl for a second. Like, it'll be great. But yeah, as of right now, I've also been listening to Cavetown a bit because I really like their music. And yeah, it's interesting and different and really, lots of vibes, you know? My music taste has just changed so much for the past couple years from going to just strictly pop music to something completely different, like kind of rock, not really, just indie stuff, you know? So I made a new playlist on my Spotify profile called New Vibes, Perhaps, which is basically my 2024 playlist. And I have lots of Cavetown, Wilbur Soot, I have just a little bit of Lovejoy on there. I really, like, I think my favorite Lovejoy songs are Privately Owned Spiral Galaxy, which is a cover, yes. So, out of, like, I also love the Perfect Pair, because the Perfect Pair, their voices are just, like, Wilbur's voice is just so good in that one. I really like that. So, yeah, those are, like, both covers. But I also love, Call Me What You Like. That was my top song last year. And I had only been listening to Spotify for like a couple months. So kind of crazy. Let's see. My 2023 playlist at the very end, there's like Taunt and Perfume and Normal People Things. All of their like clean songs and the Perfect Pair. So all their clean songs are in the bottom of that. And then my comfort playlist has Call Me What You Like, La Jolla by Wilbur Soot, Your New Boyfriend, Soft Boy, Concrete, It's All Futile, It's All Pointless, Perfume, Taunt, Consequences. Basically, all of this stuff. I really like Wilbur Soot's new album. It was so great. Me and my friend Grace. So I thought it was, so she's in a different time zone. But so I thought that she was going to get to listen to it early and then tell me what her favorite songs were. But the album dropped for both of us at the same time. So 11 for me and 12 for her. I was up at my grandparents' house waiting for it to drop. Like, I was so excited. And we listened to it at the same time and finished at the exact minute. Literally. It was so good. The songs, like, the whole time, like, I felt so, like, I was going on a journey, if that makes any sense. Because I listened to it from the beginning to the end. And, like, the very last one, which is, I'm, like, momentarily forgetting here for a second. Let me find it. Wilbur, where are you? Let me find the last song. I don't know why. It just sounds, dang it. Okay, we're going to, Apple Music. I don't know. By the end, it was just like, it gave a nice closing. It just felt, I can't explain it. It's just like nostalgic, honestly. And it was just like 30 minutes of listening to Wilbur's music. And he was like, anyway. Yeah, my Apple Music won't show anything that's like got explicit music in it. But my favorite song from that is Mine, Yours. And I actually learned that on guitar. And I suppose I could play just a second of it. Okay, I got my guitar. It's basically just the same strumming pattern. Not strumming pattern, picking. I'm sure you'll be able to hear it. Yeah, my fingers are not working right now. My hands are super cold. It's cold here. So I'm like frozen. But yeah. It's not as fast as it's supposed to be because it is hard to pick fast. But, you know, I learned that because, yeah, I was, making note of all of my favorite songs and like how I thought about it, and I'm actually gonna go and find the screenshots I took of our conversation because we finished the same minute and then just like talked about it for like 30 minutes and it was so good. Let's see if I just look up Wilbur in my, let me see, I'm trying to find the screenshot of our conversation about it. Nope, it's just a bunch of screenshots of Wilbur. Oh my goodness. I was screenshotting like Tallulah whenever I was watching through his streams, and so I guess it like picked up his, no, it's, it says Wilbur on like the YouTube, like the top, the title. Yeah, I'm not a weirdo. No. Let's see. I'll find it eventually. Let's see. I'll pause the recording and like find the conversation. Okay. So, I found the conversation. Basically, me at 11. I said, "It's only 11 and I have the album. I don't know how." And she's like, "What? I'm about to start listening." And so there was like a good 30 minute break, I guess, and I would just me randomly saying like, "Mine, Yours is so heavenly, ah, is it just me or what?" And we basically were just, we realized we like ended at the same time. And so what I said was, I will say there were some parts that were a bit choppy for my liking and none of the songs really stood out to me, but I do really like it as a whole. I feel like I could feel it more than other songs, if that makes any sense. Now I don't really like hear the choppiness anymore, honestly, because it's become like my favorite album of all time. Yeah, so I also said the other layered voices were different for sure. His it sounded different than his other music, I guess. The sounds like in the background all blended very well together, and just the music as a whole was amazing. Lyrics are great. Like, just the songs are just so calming. They really just, yeah. I love his music so much, and even his funnier, like more not serious songs are great too. But like Your City Gave Me Asthma and Mammalian Sighing Reflex, yeah, they're both really great albums and super relaxing, I guess, and deep feelings, lots of feelings. Lovejoy is more like hype music, and I would like literally die to go to one of their concerts. I will one day, I have to. But it'd have to be whenever I'm 18 and can go by myself. Because my parents would not like Lovejoy. Like, I played some of the Clean songs for my mom and she hated it. So, yeah. I'm also really sad, and this is, like, definitely not on the topic of this, but Tommy and It will be, like, an hour away from me on his tour. And I can't go, obviously, because I'd have to go with one of my parents. So, I can't go! Which is so fun! So basically this is to do with music as well. A couple days ago while doing math, I decided that I'd listen to my 2023 replay playlist on Apple Music, which is basically 100 songs in order of like how much I loved them, how much I listened to them. And I basically just shuffled it while I was doing math, like, why not relive some memories.
not even 30 seconds into the very first song, I was sobbing my eyes out. Like, I was crying. Because, you know, I'd been shoving those memories and, like, the sadness of, like, moving down. And sorry if you hear Bromley in the background. She's barking right now. But it really just, like, all kind of came out. And so I cried over that. And I was like, wow, music can really, like, I knew all the songs, like, all the songs by heart still after, like, a year of not listening to some of them. And, like, man, music can really, like, hit you hard. Like, all this stuff that I just listened to, just music, and it's, like, it gave me so many feelings. It was crazy. And I still, like, all those songs just bring back so many memories. Like, I started writing down in a note on my phone, like, the song and what specific memories it bring back. So, let me find some of them. Bromley's being so whiny right now. Oh, my gosh. So, a lot of them was just, like, holy crap. Me and my siblings out on the trampoline, just, like, me with my AirPods, like, listening to music while we, like, messed around. And then there was one, like, that is connected to me, like, starting to love, like, the Dream SMP and Wilbur. Like, his dreams and stuff. Then all the songs about, like, falling in love, you know, and specifically me slumped in the corner of our living room with my iPad plugged into the wall, freaking out because I'm about to tell Rhett that I have a crush on him. I, like, see it in my head, like, me in the corner of the room sitting behind the table with my iPad plugged in because it's about to die, sitting there with him, like, just left on red, I think, for, like, an hour. Like, what do I do? It was crazy. So that was a lot of, like, Jake's music. Okay, so this is a bit of a different topic. Still has to do with music, but it's more of, like, a drama type thing. Basically, me and my sister made a short on YouTube saying, like she didn't like Taylor Swift, and, like, I don't know. It became this big, like, drama thing and had to take the video down. It was, like, so bad. Like, the Swifties were so mad. It was hilarious, honestly. Like, I was laughing. I woke up to so many comments, like, oh my gosh, nobody asked. Or, like, you're, like, so obsessive and, like, you're so obsessive and, like, wrong in the head for, like, saying you don't like Taylor Swift and thinking we'd care. And I was like, I didn't think anybody would care. I was just messing around with my sister, being silly over, like, just, I don't know, we were just messing around. And a lot of people got, like, so mad at us and called me, like, obsessive and worse than Taylor Swift's fans for saying I don't like her music. And a lot of them, like, I think it's funny, I've gotten quite a few comments now saying, like, nobody asked whenever, like, I post a video. But the whole thing is, like, the point of having YouTube and content creation things. Also, once again, I'm so sorry if you hear Bromley. I really hope this mic is not catching that. She's being so loud. But the whole point of, like, content creation is sharing your opinions with people. Nobody ever asks you to, but you do it anyway, just, like, for entertainment reasons and just to, like, share your thoughts with other people. Not because someone asked, but because that's the whole point of it. Like, the whole point is to make content. And whenever someone's like, nobody asked, I think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's a very dumb way to try and, like, hurt people. It's very, it's very weird, I think, in my opinion. But yeah, that was the whole Taylor Swift thing. I don't like her music. Just not really my style. Nothing against her as a person. I just don't like her music, and that's my personal opinion. Like, a lot of people won't like Lovejoy, and I don't really care. Like, you can like what you like, and I can like what I like. Like, who cares? It's just music. But yeah, I cope with things a lot through music. So, like, if I'm feeling bad, I'll listen to music, and it really calms me down. Music also helps me focus. I listen to music while I do school. Really, it's, like, a part of me that will never go away. And, like, having my nice headphones has been, like, amazing. Like, bro, they're worth, like, $200 or $300. I don't even know. I'm so grateful my parents got those for me, by the way. I don't know if I ever talked about it, but yeah. The whole point of this is to share, like, my, like, music that I would recommend to you guys. So I'll go ahead and just share all of the artists that I've talked about so far. So Wilbur Soot on his own, and then Lovejoy, his band, they're both really great. Then Cave Town is pretty great too. And let me just go to my playlist here.
AJR is good too. Not like my favorite music, but Grace really loves that, and so I was like listening to it for a bit. And I do like their music. I think that's really all that I've listened to right now. Yeah. I'm not listening to like much other than that. So, yeah. I thought this was fun. I know I wasn't like super like organized with this episode. I just wanted to rant about some things. Rant about my music loves. So, yeah. Oh, one random thing is whenever I got my merchandise for Lovejoy, it came with a collectible card, and I think that's the coolest thing ever. So now I have a little Lovejoy collectible card. The one I got is Copper Golem, and it's just like a guitar. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yep. So I'm going to go ahead and go on to answering the questions and doing the shout-outs, which will probably take as long as the rest of the episode has been. So sorry about that. Let's go ahead and find that album that I made with all the questions. First of all, someone asked for some advice, like about how I've come so far in such a short time for my podcast. I love you so much, but I have not come so far in a short time. I've been podcasting for 4 years and only like recently have I gotten to the point where I'm at. So it's been a build up over 4 years. I mean, yeah, I have kind of like gotten popular, but I think that's because I joined the podcast pack and then left the podcast pack, and it sort of made people like, oh, who is this? I also get like a lot of hate listening, so like you don't want that. Like, stay small if it's like gonna just be hate listening. So yeah, I don't really have any like advice for that. Like, I would say, oh, have like a consistent posting schedule, make sure to make like your episodes look nice and have a nice thumbnail, but I like don't do that. So, you know, maybe that is something you should do. Make like the titles nice and captivating, have a good thumbnail, be consistent as possible, make just your podcast look as nice as possible, I guess, so people are interested. Have good audio quality as much as you can. Like, it's okay if you can't, but if you have the chance, you should. Then, I don't really know how to pronounce this, so I'm just going to spell it out. MUA.pdf said, girl, trust me, I'm going to let your YouTube channel play while I'm at school. You have to get monetized. And that just made me smile so much. So I had to share that with you guys. Like, that's a great person right there. Thank you so much. Then someone asked what skincare products I use and what I would recommend. I use a lot of stuff. Honestly, I use like Laneige products for like, and this is just at the moment, like I don't use this stuff consistently. Well, I have like a vitamin C like gel cream and then a Laneige moisturizer and serum. Just make sure you have a moisturizer, a serum, a good cleanser, and some spot treatment, and really that's all you need. Like, just be consistent with taking care of your skin. Even if it's just washing your face and putting on some moisturizer, that's better than nothing. So, yeah, I recommend, like, The Ordinary, Laneige, Glow Recipe, stuff like that. I've used them all in the past, and they're really great. Yeah. Then Isla said, thank you so much for making me feel loved. This helped a lot, and honestly, that made me smile. And I just want to say, you are welcome. I love you all. You guys are awesome. If you ever need to rant or whatever, go ahead. I don't care. Then Isla also said, I love when you do episodes with Lauren. You two are amazing. By the way, I agree with you 100% and I stand by you. Also, I love your pod. I just want to say thank you. And hopefully me and Lauren can do more episodes eventually. She's just so busy with school, and I honestly am too, that it's just kind of hard to like sync up our schedules. Like, I wanted to call. Like, I would be calling her right now, but she's doing school. Like, homework, you know. Then advice, Isla also said, advice on best episodes to post when you're starting a podcast, because they are starting a podcast. Probably just like an introduction to who you are. I didn't do that. I just went straight into like my favorite like books and movies. You can just share your favorite topics. Just talk about something you're passionate about, and I feel like that's super intriguing and interesting. So just choose a topic that you're super interested in and start with that. Or do like a trailer talking about like who you are and why you're doing your podcast, what type of content you'll have. Always do a trailer, because I don't know if people still like listen to those, but it's always good to have. You never know. Then Isla also said they couldn't find Lauren's podcast. She did not take it down. She just isn't posting. It's Laura's Life. LauraSLife. I know it used to be called Lauren Does It All, but it's not anymore. It's called Laura's Life. Stella said Marissa Meyer is, I hope that's how you say it, Mayer, I don't know, is absolutely the best. Have you read Lunar Chronicles yet? Yes, I have. I have read the Lunar Chronicles. They were really good. Not a favorite series, but still really good. I did enjoy that. Then someone who didn't want me to make it public, so I won't point out who they are, wanted me to make an episode on having strict rules when it comes to the internet and how my siblings act about it, me being on the internet, because theirs make it weird. So my parents are strict, not allowed to have social media, not allowed to, like, I don't know, be on YouTube too much. My dad doesn't like it when I really, like, I record things, so I have to, like, be careful whenever I'm recording things so I don't make him upset. Honestly, I just have to find, like, the best times to do things. My mom doesn't have a problem with it. Basically, just be careful. For me personally, I've learned, like, to not talk about all the, like, stuff that I watch on YouTube too much. Because, like, for a while, I was talking about the Dream SMP and the QSMP so much to my mom. And then she's like, I think you should stop watching that stuff because you like it too much. And so, like, now I don't talk about it too much. Because I know that that'll just end up with, like, me not allowed to have it. So really just figure out what your parents' boundaries are and stick to them. Because if not, you'll get it taken away. At least that's what I have to deal with. But my siblings, my brother's kind of obsessive over the fact that I'm on YouTube and is constantly playing it on the TV with the volume all the way up, so I have to listen to myself talk constantly, and I hate it. It is terrible. He doesn't make it weird, though. He's super proud of me, and I think it's super sweet. And my sister occasionally wants to be in videos, but she doesn't really care, so they don't necessarily make it weird. My brother just obsesses over it, so that gets a little bit much. Then the last one is also by that same person saying, I'm a little obsessed with the Dream SMP, and that's putting it lightly. Am I going to do a rant episode about it? They were like, I feel like you need to vent. If you guys want a Dream SMP rant episode, totally. I'm currently in the Pogtopia arc era or whatever, like Pogtopia stuff. So, yeah. I could talk about it. I don't have, like, that much to talk about. I haven't been watching it lately too much because, like, I haven't been able to watch YouTube that much other than, like, shorts, because that requires me, like, having, like, my iPad set up and my headphones, and then my brother's like, oh, what are you watching? Whereas, like, me just scrolling on my phone, he doesn't really care. But I can't, like, watch something on my phone that's long because then it takes up all my screen time. So, you know. Yes, I will do a Dream SMP rant episode eventually. Just need to write down all the points, you know. Just all the stuff I need to talk about. It is so good, though. I'm not going into that, though. I hope you enjoyed this episode, everyone. This is the end of it. Yeah, I just talked about some music and answered a ton of questions and stuff. So, yeah, I hope I can upload another episode soon once I figure out what it'll be about. Make sure to comment, tell me what you thought of about this, any questions you have, anything you want to say in general. I love it. Also, thank you to Mia's Bookshelf for the fan art. I have already told you a billion jillion times how much I am thankful for that. I really love it. It's my phone background. Like, really, really adore that art. Like, it's so good. But yes. Anyway, bye guys. Hope you enjoyed, and make sure to go check out my YouTube channel if you want more consistent content. At Cal's Corner. You know, same person, right here. Bye everyone.